So how are you adjusting apart from the weather?
Well, things out here are a lot slower than California. You know, the things that people like to do. I don't have the patience for it. That's why I only made one. But yeah, like, I don't know. Everything's just a little. I don't know. I haven't quite figured it out yet, but everything out here is just a lot slower.
Hmm.
Really slow.
Yeah.
California's. You know, think it, do it, you know, and we're going to wait. You know, college town. I like how everything's small because everything's, you know, walking distance or whatnot.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, it's fine. People here are nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah, calmer.
Is the slower, nicer aspect of it kind of helping you with the changes you were trying to make?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If it's, yeah. I hate it as much as I know it's helping me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is.
Do you care to elaborate on what kind of stuff you were trying to leave behind?
Okay. All right. You ready? Got your paper? All right.
I think so.
I was running from the law. Out there, I was doing things. Let's see, how do I say this? Entrepreneur, I guess. I was doing things I shouldn't have been doing, basically. And, you know, doing drugs, selling them, making money, just the lifestyle that I wasn't supposed to be following, you know? It was kind of like, after a while, the older I got, I kind of figured that, you know, I was in my dad's footsteps. And by that time, I had two children, you know what I mean? And that's mostly why I did it, because every dollar I went to, or every dollar I made, went to them. You know, diapers, welfare doesn't pay for diapers, you know. Yeah, they give you all the formula in the world, but he needed toys, he needed somewhere to play, he needed rent to be paid, he needed all that. So, you know, it got to the point where I got kind of caught up in the lifestyle that I was using to provide, and now I'm using it and abusing it. Like, I started really getting really, really bad into drugs, and it got to the point where I had no control, like, nothing mattered. You know, like, there was nothing else to do in California. I mean, it's California, and everybody out there, you know, is broke now, and it just got rougher and rougher as the days went by, and you know, I had this, you know, undying urge to feed my children, to get my children where they need to be, so I wouldn't be like my dad. I find it, like, unacceptable to be like my father in any aspect, so that's kind of why I did it. But at the same time, I saw things slowly changing, but for the worst. I was becoming my dad, you know? And after a while, like, everyone I knew, all my old friends were, you know, dead and gone. And, you know, I just kept on going in and out of jail. Oh, man, dude.